Welcome to the Process Cooling Podcast. This is Linda Becker, the Associate Publisher and Editor of Process Cooling. Today I'm joined by Bonnie Martens, Marketing Communication Manager at Glenn Dimplex Thermal Solutions in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Thanks for joining me, Bonnie.
Thank you, Linda. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Bonnie, you know, in your article in the March issue, you explained how a machine tool shop had used a central chiller system to improve its production. And for that customer, the chiller was used to regulate and maintain the cutting oil coolant temperature. You know, for a central chilling system such as that was used in that application, what are some of the best practices for chiller maintenance? You know, generally, what maintenance should the operator take weekly or monthly?
Well, Linda, actually, I'm going to start back with daily. The very first thing you want to have them do every day is check the water levels. That's very important to make sure that their tank does not go dry. And it's certainly with a recirculating system, that's important. So as far as weekly, this is also a critical element, too, is to check the air filters. In some locations, if there's an indoor chiller, it could be very oily, very dusty in that atmosphere, and that's going to make the filters very clogged, and that's going to affect the performance of the chiller if they can't get enough airflow through to the condensers. So you want to make sure that is cleaned. In some cases, some people have to change their air filters maybe twice a week, maybe more. If it's outdoors, again, it's a very important thing, too, to look to make sure you're not getting blossoms or it's at springtime when things are shedding its leaves and fall, that sort of thing. So you want to make sure that stays clear of any debris. And then monthly, there's a number of things we can do for monthly, and that can go into the effect of checking to make sure you don't have any leaks, and you check your coils, make sure there's nothing that's getting clogged in the coils. Overall, just making sure that the system is running efficiently. You don't hear any weird noises, and you want to make sure that is all running well. The best thing you can do is to contact us for a preventative maintenance opportunity for one of our contractors to come out and take a look at everything, and we can set that up with you.
Okay, well, you mentioned actually the daily water, but then also seasonal concerns with things like debris, leaves falling, or cottonwood seeds, that sort of thing. Is there any other quarterly or even annual maintenance that they should attack besides having a service person come out and look at it?
Well, certainly the glycol mixture is also important, too. So as you're checking the water levels, you want to make sure your glycol mixture, if you're topping off the glycol every so often with your indoor or outdoor unit, you want to make sure that that is done. Check your water quality as well as the glycol mixture. You should have a certain concentration level between the two. If it's outdoor, it's about a 50-50 match. And if it's an indoor level, you want to make sure it's like a 70% water, 30% glycol percentage. And with a refractometer, you can actually check that level of concentration. You want to make sure that that is accurate. And by all means, never use automotive antifreeze in your chiller. That will ruin your system as well as shut your whole other systems down. So please make sure you use glycol with that. And again, you can contact us for the glycol. We have that available for customers as well. You want to look at the condenser and air filters, as I mentioned. And sometimes you can use compressed air at no more than 30 PSI to blow out the condenser in the opposite direction of the airflow. That's helpful just to get any kind of debris out of those areas where they could be getting clogged up with debris of some sort. Inspect the fluid filters. You want to make sure that your fluid filters are clean enough to allow proper flow and pressure in the system. And you want to make sure you might need to replace that. So again, if you have preventive maintenance going on, coming in, one of our contractors come in and can help with that situation if you don't have the personnel in-house to do that. Check for any fluid leaks throughout the system. Make sure there's nothing, no refrigerant leaking through, and the plumbing parts are not wearing, cracking, or chafing. You can also check your voltage and amp draws and make sure all that is working properly. And overall, check the wiring. Make sure nothing has come loose or disconnected or damaged in any way around the electrical box and any junction boxes with that. So those are some very basic things you can do live. It's just visual, but certainly you can see a lot if you're looking around in the system and notice any weird noises or leaks coming from places it shouldn't be.
Okay. You know, I remember also in your case history, that machine tool shop was using the chiller year-round. But, you know, some of the articles and stories that we've run across, people are using chillers really more on a seasonal basis. Mm-hmm. So are there any things that they should be paying attention to if they're only operating their system on a seasonal basis, or even when they're perhaps getting it ready to go or taking it down for the season?
Well, if it hasn't been run in a while, certainly you want to perhaps have a startup inspection done to make sure that everything is up to par, that nothing was dried out, that you have, again, the right proper fluid level, the proper concentration level. And it would be worth maybe having a maintenance checkup on it to make sure that it is actually all ready to go. The chillers are designed to be shut down, but it's going to be done in a way that is not a complete breakdown. So you're not going to deadhead the pump or anything like that. So you want to make sure you properly shut down the chiller when you're doing that. And we have instructions with every one of our chillers on how to properly do that. As far as like the seasonal side of it, you want to be careful too to make sure you've got proper airflow. So wherever you store the chiller, if it's up against a wall, you want to bring it out and make sure you have the proper clearance around the chiller to have the airflow come in through the filters as need be. Never put anything on top of the chiller and block the airflow, or, you know, put up against the side of the wall. You want to make sure you have adequate spacing wherever you're storing that chiller and wherever you're going to plan to use it. If it's outdoors, you want to make sure that, again, the debris is cleared out of the air filters and the coils. Make sure everything is all looking clean and ready to go.
And I would have thought of, you know, we've all done that. You put something away and then you just, I'll just check and see if it still works. Start it up right in location and then, yeah, make sure you have airflow. That's a good point.
Very important, very important. And then you'd be surprised how many people try to put things on top of the chillers, use as a table, and you really can't do that. You got to give it proper space because that's important for it to, that's part of its function is to push the air out.
Right.
And make sure to exhaust that air.
Right. Well, we both know that process applications can run the gamut from really simple and straightforward to rather complex, you know, depending on if we're talking about a pharmaceutical application or just even just a simple, really simple application. In the applications with tight temperature tolerances, chiller uptime is very important. Does this affect maintenance at all? If you really cannot go without having your chiller up, are there extra steps that you should be taking?
Well, again, just doing preventive maintenance and just watching everything is critical, whether it be the most simple process or the most complicated process. But the bottom line is when the chiller is not working to its optimum level of performance, this will affect the production of product quality as well as the overall performance of the equipment the chiller is installed to cool. The chiller is a partner to all these OEM equipment that we're using with this, and a properly functioning chiller is a keystone for optimal OEM equipment performance. And you just have to keep in mind that there are many benefits of keeping your chiller up and going. It increases your uptime, increases the efficiency and speed of your equipment, reduction of production loss due to delays and breakdowns. You just don't want to lose time just because your chiller's not working right. You want to make sure the whole system's working right due to the chiller. You want to make sure you have, it'll also help you with production of higher quality output. And overall, it'll enhance the longevity of the life of the chiller as well as the longevity of your equipment that you're cooling. So it's real important that you properly take care of the chiller, and it also can help you with the decreased energy consumption as well. When it's really, really hot out, you want to make sure that your chiller is functioning well because it's going to be working harder to cool off that product. Excess heat is going to be there. So you want to make sure your fans are working well, that they're exhausting out the way they need to, again, keeping the filters clear. But you also want to look at how the chiller is functioning. If it's really working hard, perhaps there is something you need to look at and adjust in a way. So, again, you might want to contact our service department and just have it examined and have a preventive maintenance checkup on it to make sure it's working the most efficient way it should be.
Okay. Well, Bonnie, thank you today for joining me to talk about industrial process chiller maintenance. You gave a lot of really great tips for our listeners.
Thank you, Linda. I really appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
And to read Bonnie's article or other content about industrial chillers, or to listen to the rest of this podcast series, visit processcooling.com.